No, I wanted it to end with me out on the 18th green right now. I think that's pretty obvious. But no, I didn't really play well enough today. I didn't play badly, but I didn't play great. You know, it's a tough golf course, and you've got to have your A game. I missed a few shots out there. Hit the wrong club at 7, I thought, in hindsight. I tried to hit a 9-9. I was never going to get there. I'm plugged in the front trap. Then plugged it in the trap at 8, going for a flyer. Then hit a poor tee shot off 9 and hit my second shot. Got lucky with a lie. Hit my second shot down the right, and that plugged in the trap as well. So it was 3 plugged lies on 3 holes in there. Holes where, you know, you'd like to go par par birdie. I went bogey bogey par. So you know, going from 3 under back to 1 under just halted my momentum a bit. But Phil obviously played well. I mean, he's shot the round of the day on the 5 under par, I think, and birdied 4 the last 6. So you know, that's pretty special finish in a major championship. No, not really. I was just concentrating on my own game, you know, trying to make as many birdies as possible and as few bogeys.
Being distracted at all by the roars, were you kind of
knowing
when you needed to push?
No, I was getting good support myself, so no, I had no idea what was going on really. Until the end, you know, 15th green, I looked at the leaderboard, but that was about it.
Lee, as badly as you wanted, does it take a little off because he shoots a 32 on the back nine and you would have to really do something special anyway?
Well, I sat in the press centre last night and I say sometimes you play well and somebody plays a bit better and sometimes you play poorly. I didn't really do either today, and Phil obviously played very well. But, you know, you've got to play well to give yourself your own momentum, and I just couldn't get that today.
Were you able to go out there and kind of play? I know you talk about treating mates like any other tournament. Were you able to get that mindset today when you went out there?
Yeah, I felt pretty comfortable out there. I felt good on the greens. I rolled a lot of putts. Thought I was unlucky a couple of times on the greens. Ran it close. But some days it just doesn't happen.
Is it a bit of just a lucky break you need? You know,
birdie
putts
1 and 2,
14, drop a bit short, they go in.
Yeah, possibly, but you know, you make your own luck. I had a good shot, I had a poor tee shot at 3 that cost me a bogey. I had a poor tee shot at 7. I hit in the rough at 8. I hit in the rough at 9. I had a poor tee shot at 13 and a poor tee shot at 16. So there wasn't really any luck involved. I just, you know, didn't hit good shots when it mattered.
There's a bit of debate, wasn't there, over the tee shot at 7, whether you get it over that trap?
Yeah, I was sort of stuck between clubs and went with a 9-9. It was the wrong club, really. I should have known. At that point, the wind felt like it just dropped a little bit as well. And 200 yards is a long way for a 9-9.
Are there positives to take, especially with that?
Yeah, putted lovely this week, you know, made my fair share. So there's a lot of positives to take out of the week. I didn't really feel like I had my A game. You know, I didn't feel like I was striking the ball very well, and I was amazed to be in the lead going into the fourth round, because, you know, every time I turned into the wind, I was really struggling.
How are things now compared to Turnberry and?
I'm not too disappointed. I don't really get disappointed with golf anymore.
What's your overall assessment of your week?
Oh, great week. I finished top 3 in a major championship, so I would like to have won, but you know, you can't not take positives from top 3 in a major.
Can you describe the fun though of being in contention in your backyard though on Sunday?
You always want to be last off on Sunday in a major championship, and you know, for me, being last off in the Open Championship, I think it's probably a new experience. I don't think that's happened before on a Sunday, and I really enjoyed it. It's obviously where any professional golfer wants to be.
I mean, is there anything you might have done different?
Well, I might have played better. Yeah. No, I wouldn't have had anything different for breakfast, or carried 3 markers in my pocket instead of 2. Or I never second guess myself, so you know, there's no point in doing it. You just do what you feel's right at the time.
Thanks,
Lee. I'm a philosophical person. It just doesn't wind me up or get to me anymore.
So tomorrow when you sit down, you think that's the one that got away again?
No. Not at all.
Lee, what's next leading up to the PGA for you? Where are you going?
I'm playing in Akron at the World Golf Championship at the Bridgestone, which is a golf course I enjoy.
Yeah.
Unless you're classing Tuesday, you know, when we play the press at Close House, which I'm sure you're playing in. Since this is a free day and a free bar. But like you say, that probably won't be that competitive.
Lee, do you believe your students are more likely to win a major now?
Yeah, I keep putting myself in contention. You know, I didn't do a lot wrong today. I just didn't do enough right. I know what I've got to work on.
Lee,
it's easier to come like Phil from, you know, flying back at the start of the day.
No, I don't think so. I was happy with the position I was in, you know, a couple of shots lead.
Was there a weight of pressure that you felt at all today from the crowd or yourself or anything?
No,
like that at all?
Not at all. No. Major championship obviously means a lot, and you go out there and try your best, but there was no weight of pressure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lee.